Hi there, it's Thibaut. Welcome to this new episode of the B2B Sales Podcast. In today's podcast, I'll share five prospecting metrics you can't afford to ignore when you're working in sales. Most salespeople I work with have a hard time understanding what metrics to focus on. They either track too many or too few. I'll share five metrics I'm obsessed with and why you should keep a close eye on them. No matter your job as individual contributor or manager, these metrics will help you understand your prospecting performance. So let's dive in. First metrics is the prospects added to your sequence. Prospecting is about starting conversations with as many prospects as possible. Some of these conversations will end up in meetings, and some of these meetings will turn into opportunities and close won deals. That's why you need to keep a close eye on the amount of prospects you add to your sequence. To be clear, adding prospects to a sequence doesn't just mean building a lead list. You have to add them to the first step of your sequence and actually contact them. If you don't know that number, you can check my sales process calculator, which is going to be available in the written version of this podcast in my newsletter, Tactical Selling on Thursday. LinkedIn connection acceptance rate. This metric is so important if you're using LinkedIn for prospecting. Emails tend to perform poorly, which is why I recommend sending connection requests to prospects instead of directly pitching by email. Connection requests are the first step to a successful LinkedIn sequence. But if most of them aren't accepted, your sequence performance will be drastically reduced. If you need resources to write great connection requests, you can find my free guide in the show notes again, where you're going to be able to access Tactical Selling and get it there. So here's how you calculate it. You divide the number of connection requests that are accepted by the number of connection requests you have sent. Then third metric is reply rate. It's by far the most important leading indicator of success. Getting replies is the goal of a prospecting sequence because it's the start of a conversation with the prospect. If you can get prospects interested enough to reply, you've done the hardest part of the job. And there are resources to help you get more replies again in the show notes. And you calculate it very simply by dividing the number of replies by the number of prospects added to the sequence. Now let's talk about our fourth metric, meeting booked rate. This metric is often the obsession of sales development leaders. It's a great indicator of performance, but it's still a lagging indicator. You can't act much on it if you don't track the other three metrics I mentioned above. I recommend fixing this metric only when you have fixed the previous ones, and you calculate it by dividing the number of meetings booked by the number of prospects who replied. And finally, show up rate. It's often an underestimated metric. I recently had a reader sharing that he had around a 30% show-up rate, meaning that most of his prospecting efforts ended up in prospects not even showing up to a meeting they had agreed to. If you can book meetings but prospects decide not to show up, it means you're either booking meetings with the wrong people, or you're so pushy that people prefer saying yes than having your objection handle them. And I shared again a resource to help you navigate a conversation and turn it into a meeting in the written version of this, so sign up to Tactical Selling to make sure you have it in your mailbox on Thursday. And calculating the show-up rate is very simple. Number of meetings that are actually held when someone showed up divided by number of meetings booked. And these are the five prospecting metrics I'm obsessed with. By tracking them on a regular basis, I have a good idea of the performance of my prospecting sequences and what I need to optimize. And if you need any help with strategies to fix any of these metrics, just hit me up on LinkedIn and I'll send a few resources your way. I hope this helps and happy prospecting.